The final goal is to eradicate humanity as we know it. Once you understand the final destination, it becomes much easier to look back and identify the psychological conditioning, the biological tampering, the cultural grooming and the educational prepping that we have been subjected to for decades in preparation to making us accept a post-human future. It takes a lot of physical and psychological abuse to get an intelligent species like ours to agree to its own extinction. Most, if not all, that has transcended in the last 60 years was designed to get us closer to accepting such a dystopian reality. Whether you care to accept it or not, we live in a hyper-controlled matrix where our perception of reality is meticulously planned, managed, and executed in order to control and steer us in whichever direction they wish. And the direction is a post-human world. For this, they first needed to destabilize, dehumanize, and demoralize humanity through every means possible. The destruction of the nuclear family, children being indoctrinated by the state, abortion, the eradication of God and spirituality from education, life in megacities and away from nature, toxic food, air and water, social media, replacing real human connection and interaction, engineered financial crisis and taxation, endless wars and massive migration, stress, anxiety, depression, drugs and alcohol, constant fear-mongering, moral relativism as the new religion, and I could go on and on about how humanity has been influenced and forced to move away from all the things that give us strength, security, purpose, and meaning. A weak, immoral, disconnected, ignorant, and unhealthy population is an easy target for the next stage, the creation of an entire generation of androgynous beings. Masculinity is under attack psychologically, culturally, and biologically. Women are being replaced in sports, entertainment, and politics by men pretending to be women. And children are being indoctrinated at school to think that gender is a choice. The transgender movement is not a grassroots movement. It comes from the top. It has nothing to do with people's freedom of expression, sexuality, or civil rights. It's an evil psyop with a clear agenda to get us closer to transhumanism by making us question the most fundamental notion of human identity, our gender. If you don't know who you are, if you already identify as a hybrid between a man and a woman, you will be easily convinced to become a hybrid between human and machine. Gender ideology is the 2 + 2 = 5 from George Orwell's 1984 dystopian novel. It's the final test to see whether we will follow the most absurd party line towards our own extinction. But 2 + 2 = 4. And no matter how you choose to dress, call yourself, or change your physique, will not change that. The sad reality, though, is that in the gaslighting process to get us closer to a post-human future, they have mentally and physically harmed an increasing number of children and young people. And it's only getting worse. This must be stopped.
Yeah, folks, a post-human world. And we're in the thick of it right now. This is something that I spoke about actually in my last film, Transformation, back in 2010, I think. 2010 or 2012. Where I spoke about post-humanism leading to transhumanism and how we were already in the thick of it even back then in 2012. And we're even more so in the thick of it now. Back in the Secret Garden, as you can see, the place is really coming along, folks. It looks beautiful again. Still a little bit of destruction, but not too bad. It's been like 8 months now since the hurricane, or 9 months since the hurricane. and things are coming back together, which is good to see. But yeah, a post-human world, the destruction of the human race via programming, getting people to accept it, and coming from all levels. She wasn't wrong with that report. I mean, it's coming from literally every direction you can think of, through our television, through our education system, through social media, especially through social media. Social media is so manipulated, it's incredible. I saw a short video of a girl commenting on how the comment sections on videos that you watch are different depending on who you are. Check this out.
This is the most insane example of how everyone is experiencing completely different social medias at the exact same time. Like, this video, my boyfriend said he'd be over by 3 after golfing, and like, it's just her every half an hour taking a video saying, oh, he's still not here, and it gets to like 5 or 6 p.m. and he's still not here, okay? I opened the comments of this video, and kind of as I expected, everyone was saying, oh, that's really rude, it's a disregard of her time, I don't like him, did he communicate with you? If not, then that's a red flag, okay? Fair enough, you know? I send this video to my boyfriend who was sat next to me, and then I said to my boyfriend, lol, look at the comments. Bear in mind, these comments were coming up at the top of the list. So like, as soon as you open the comments, these are the ones that came up for me. Tell me fucking why. My boyfriend opens the comments on his phone. Again, it's the first list of comments that come up. It's the same time on the same video. Or you could get your own hobby instead of waiting around for him. Like, God forbid he has a good time. He meant before 3 a.m. He's ahead of schedule. No fucking wonder we're all so divided when you can look at the same comments on the same video and it'll change them based on who you are, and I presume based on like other activity in the app. Like, because people look at the fucking comments of a video to gain perspective and see how everyone feels about that video. Like, I do that. I think everyone does that. So if we're looking at it from two completely different angles, and the only thing that I can assume really that's that different about our interactions with Instagram is that he's a guy and I'm a girl. And so obviously these are all like on his side and all of mine were on her side. What? So obviously there are millions of other examples why we're so divided, but this is not helping. Like, also in this specific situation, in like any of these situations, it doesn't necessarily matter which party is actually in the right. What matters is the fact that people are being fed completely different takes on media. And like, I tried to scroll to find the comments that were on his and I couldn't find them. It's insane.
That's pretty crazy, folks. And it shows why we're so divided. I mean, how can her and her boyfriend, both sitting at the same table, look at the same video clip, and the video clip has got different comments on it depending on who they are, depending on their gender, all designed to further separate males and females, just put that programming in their heads, get them to question their partner, get them to question everything, and just not think for themselves. Very, very insidious, folks. Very insidious. Yeah, this place is really coming along nicely, the Secret Garden. All the plants are coming back. Everything's starting to look good again. It's a beautiful place, folks. So you're back in Mexico, back at the Secret Garden. It was a good trip away. Thanks for putting up with me taking a month off. It's literally been a month, almost a month. It was the 24th of May when I last uploaded a video. Today's the 18th of June. So it's almost a month I've had off. This is the first time I've had this long off doing videos ever since I started doing them back in 2017. Hola. So yeah, it's been interesting. I tell you, it was kind of hard to come back and do one after having so much time off. You know, as you all know, I've been kind of wondering about, you know, whether these videos are actually working, whether it's going anywhere, whether it's helping people, whether it's helping change things. Because really, that's what it's all about. It's not about just doing videos. It's about waking people up to the fact that we need to change. We need to change the direction the world is going in. And it can only be done by us. There's no remedy going to be found in governments or any of that sort of stuff. I mean, they've shown their worth or their lack of worth over the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, they've tried to depopulate as best they can through this jab. Still people dropping all over the place, young people having heart attacks and all sorts of stuff. Now they're even saying they're preparing a vaccine for those who are getting sick from the COVID jab.
An Australian biotech company has developed a new treatment it hopes will prevent people dying from COVID vaccine.
Yeah, right. We poisoned you with a vaccine, so we've got another vaccine for you to stop you being poisoned. Unbelievable, folks. And they're pushing bird flu, of course. Avian flu sweeping Australia, which is all a complete bunch of bullshit. They're killing chickens, killing cows, shutting down restaurants, even KFC. Not that I eat KFC, but KFC has said there's a shortage of chicken nuggets. They can't sell you chicken nuggets because they're running out of chickens. Because, of course, they're killing all the chickens because that's what government does. Even, not just in Australia, in the United States, there's been so many farms shut down in the United States, it's absolutely ridiculous.
We've lost 536,543 farms. Over 500,000 farms. Gone. At the same time, we've lost 165 million acres of farmland.
Yeah, they're just doing it everywhere, folks. Doing it in Europe, doing it in Denmark. Now, one of the reasons they're bombing Ukraine the way they are, you know, apart from laundering money and all the shit that they're doing, trying to paint Putin as the bad guy because he's the bad guy for the month, because that's what they would have agreed to, because Putin's part of it, folks. They're all part of it. It's one big puppet show, you know, it really is. But one of the things they're doing in Ukraine, Ukraine's a very well-known producer of food, produces a lot of food for the world, Ukraine, so do the Netherlands. And that's why they're trying to shut down farming in the Netherlands. And why they bombed the shit out of Ukraine, because Ukraine is a major food producer. Some of the most fertile land in Europe, folks, is in Ukraine. So there's a reason for all this stuff they do. And it all leads towards the same thing. But yeah, massive food shortages coming, folks. Trying to ban the dollar in Australia as well, ban cash. There's a big pushback against that. They've been having cash out day every month, where people go and draw as much cash as they can out of the bank. And make sure they keep it alive, make sure they keep using it, because the government's doing what it can to shut it down. It's shutting down ATMs, making it very difficult to even obtain cash, because they don't want people doing it. But even with doing that, I mean, it's waking a lot of people up. A lot of people are beginning to see just how much we need to stand up. Even with office workers, there was one report that I saw of these people complaining they had a Coke machine in their office and they've taken the cash option out of the Coke machine. So now you've got to pay with your credit card or your debit card. And there's a 25-cent surcharge on every can you get out of the machine. I mean, what are you paying for a can of Coke? Like 75 cents or a dollar or something? So now they're going to put another 25 cents on top of that as a surcharge for using your card. So the bank gets 25 cents out of every soft drink purchase. You know, can anyone see the problem here? He's throwing millions and millions of dollars at these bankers. The banks are kind of going into a feeding frenzy. So that's the thing with paying with a card. Every time you pay with a card, you've got to throw a little bit extra in there as a charge for using the card and throw it at your bank. Well, what if I don't want to use the card and pay the charge? Well, we're not making it an option. You know, so really, if they're going to be pushing you into cards, then the bank should pay that 25 cent fee. If the bank is required to pay that 25 cent fee for you using their card, then I think all of this credit card stuff would stop pretty damn quickly. But if the banks can get you to pay for it, well, that's the way they'll do it, folks. That's just what they do. It's the way they do it. Another big development in that respect as well, actually, is the fact that Saudi Arabia has now dropped its agreement with the United States to trade in the petrodollar. So this may spell the end of the petrodollar. I think that was on June 9th they changed the contract, or the contract ran out on June 9th. There's been a contract there for many years where the Saudis will trade in US dollars, they're buying US debt, all sorts of things, and that has now changed. And Saudi Arabia, who was responsible for this, has now signed up to BRICS as well. BRICS is really going to change things, folks. This is something that I've been saying since my first film in 2008, how the only way the United States is able to maintain its lifestyle is because it holds a position as a world reserve currency. If they take that position away from the United States, it's going to cause the collapse of the petrodollar, the collapse of the United States, and the collapse of most of the Western world. You know, I've moved all these migrants into Europe, into various countries through Europe. Like Germany's unbelievable. Walking through the park in Germany doesn't even look like Germany anymore. It's just a park full of Muslims.
Ein ganz normaler Tag in Frankfurt. Okay? Da geht's weiter.
Yeah, you know, and I don't have any problem with Muslims, but all of this is being done by design. Well, I do have a problem with Muslims. I have a problem with religionists in general. I think all religion is demented, as I've said so many times. And I think religion has always been one of the leading causes of death on this earth. All these religious wars, people fighting over religious differences, you know, people going for the line out of a different book than the guy over the fence, and so they want to kill each other. It's just ridiculous, folks. It's all mind control, and it's all been brought about for a reason. But BRICS is coming online, and this is going to spell the end of the petrodollar, and this is going to cause the United States system to collapse, and with it, the world economic system. This will, of course, provide their excuse to usher in BRICS, or even BRICS may just be a stepping stone to move you into, you know, Nisara, Jisara, quantum financial system, whatever. All of these things are the same thing, folks. Don't think Jisara or Nisara, which they've been talking about incidentally since 2008, since my first film, saying this is imminent, any day now we're going to move over to this new system. People don't understand how it works. They just think by having a gold-backed system, everything's going to be all right. It's not going to change the fact that you have to pay to be alive. It's not going to change the fact that all this stuff is happening to begin with, and it's not going to help anything, folks. It'll all still be run by a central bank. It'll all still be run by a central system. Same as the digital ID. Same as everything they're doing, you know. Even computing, trying to put all your stuff on the cloud and put everything in a centralized place so it's all on government servers, which is all the cloud is. People think, oh, I'm uploading to the cloud. It's just floating around cyberspace. No, it's not. It's sitting on a government-controlled server somewhere, which gives the government the ability to be able to shut you out anytime they want. You know, all you got to do is say something they don't like, you know, and you see how much this has been done, folks. Look at me, I'm banned just about everywhere. Even my BitChute channel was banned in Australia by request from authorities. I think that's changed now. I think that ban has now been lifted. I don't know what that was all about, but I had an email last week. I had like six or seven emails from different people saying, Max, I can't access your BitChute channel. It's been banned as requested by authorities, and they sent me screenshots of it. They're not banned for hate speech or anything like that. Banned because the government asked them to limit and restrict that channel in Australia. Shows how far the Australian government is prepared to go, and it shows who is really in control of the Australian government, folks, and it certainly isn't the Australian people. You know, this Jewish, Zionist, whatever you want to call it, control system is reaching out right around the world. Even here in Mexico, we had a presidential election and our new leader, wouldn't you know it, is a Jewish woman. We mentioned that this might be the case a few months ago. We said this was going on. Hola. Hola. We mentioned this a few months ago that this was going to be going on, that there was a Jewish woman who was said to be the front runner in the new election. I mean, every video I've seen of her, she gets harassed and belittled and stuff thrown at her whenever she goes out in public, but somehow she's the front runner. Claudia, polish my backside, sorry, Sheinbaum. Claudia Sheinbaum is the new president of Mexico. Apparently she takes over in October or November. October would be reasonable. Sounds about right. October surprise and all that sort of thing. I saw a picture of her. I don't know if this picture is real, but if it is, well, it's the atypical Jew. Little hunchback, hooked nose, rubbing her hands together in glee at how much she's about to destroy Mexico and destroy the Mexican people. Because, of course, even though she's been Almo's sort of right-hand person through his presidency, and that's why a lot of people voted for her. I mean, voting's a fiction anyway. It's a fraud. They just make the election go whenever, wherever they want it to go. But apparently a lot of people did vote for her, and that's because she was AMLO's right-hand person during the last government, and people want things to stay the way they are. AMLO was actually a pretty good president as far as presidents go. He did a lot of good stuff for Mexico, a lot of stuff that you wouldn't hear of in other countries, and everybody really liked him. And they're a little bit scared now he's gone, what the place may turn into. And because she was his right-hand person, they voted for her. But I would suggest that her first allegiance is going to lie with Israel. A lot of people in Mexico have been speaking out about the genocide in Gaza, the genocide in Palestine, which is still ongoing. Yeah, they're saying, oh, it's not a genocide, and meanwhile they're saying, well, we're just making it so you can't come back. There's going to be nothing for you to come back to. And they're destroying every single thing they can, anything that works, right down to, you know, pull your mirrors off your wall and smash your cupboards and destroy the tap faucets, even printing machines. Yeah, they're just destroying every single thing they can, so nothing will work. Even if the Palestinians come back, their houses are going to be in rubble, and nothing in the houses is going to work, not even the tap fittings. So they're basically going to have nothing to come back to. They want them to leave. The people of Palestine won't leave because it's their country. Israel is a fake country. It has no right to be there at all. Israel was always the holy land that existed within Palestine. And then these European fake Jews came down and claimed that it's their ancestral lands, which is complete bullshit. They're saying the death toll now in Gaza is something like 47,000 people, including 17,000 children. I would say that this figure is greatly understated, folks. There's people buried beneath rubble. They've been pulling skulls and bones and decomposed bodies out of rubble for months now. The entire place, I mean, this entire suburb's gone. They'll bomb an entire suburb and leave it down to one block, and then they'll bomb that block last. You know, force everybody to go and shelter in that block, and then they'll just say Hamas is in there, and they'll bomb it and turn it into rubble. And they're doing it with everything. I would say those figures are understated probably by a factor of 10. 47,000 people dead, it's probably more like 470,000 people dead. Nothing would surprise me, folks. Nothing would surprise me. As usual with Israel, every word they state is a lie, and every accusation is a confession. That's the way Israel works. Disgusting pariah state, populated by parasites, liars, psychopaths and genocidal maniacs. If few logs on the ground here, folks. But everything's starting to look a lot better here in the secret garden. It's certainly greening up a lot. Even the fallen trees have been covered over by undergrowth, and that's kind of a good thing. It's starting to look really good again. Yeah. But yeah, sorry I've been away for so long, but it was kind of good. It was really hard to come back and do a video, actually, folks. It really was. It's kind of good having time off. Like I said, I've been wondering whether these videos are actually doing any good, making any difference. I hear from people and they say, yes, they are. Please don't stop. And so I come back and I do it a little more. But sometimes you have to wonder. I mean, the world is getting really crazy, and it's just getting crazier and crazier. And you've got to wonder how much people are prepared to take before they stand up. Because that's really the only way that there's going to be any change, is when people stand up and make it happen themselves. You know, you've got to remove all support from government, folks. You really do. These people do not have your best interests at heart. They're not doing anything good. They've never done anything good. They're all working together, all working towards the same goal. And as I've said before, and even as that lady said at the start, you know, once you know what the end goal is, you can see the steps they take to achieve that goal. And it all leads towards the same thing. Now, once you see it and you know what the goal is, you can join all the pieces of the puzzle together. Just by watching the mainstream news, you can see what they're saying. And you know they're lying, because they lie about everything. But they're saying all this stuff to justify the next move. And that's the way they've always run it, and it's the way they're continuing to run it. But, you know, one good thing about it is it's waking a lot of people up. I mean, the COVID scamdemic woke a lot of people up. The genocide in Gaza is waking more people up. As I've often said, Palestine is the greatest moral dilemma we face in the world today. And if we cannot look into our hearts and heal this situation, then the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. Because Palestine only happens, this slaughter only happens, because Israel lives by the impunity that is granted to it by our corrupt politicians. Now, Israel's a welfare state. It couldn't do anything if people didn't support it. And all of our governments support this bullshit, and that's why it's happening. The place is really looking good, isn't it? Bit of music going on here at the restaurant, folks. Try not to let that disturb things too much. But yeah, that's what happens, folks, and that's what they're doing. I'm wondering if you got to see that film that came out recently as well, called Old World Order, that was put together by a guy called Sean Hibbler. And he did a great job, folks. Really, really great job. I was actually included in the film, which was a great honour to be included. And it was a good film. Talked about Tartaria, talked about the lost culture that existed on this earth, which was a worldwide cooperative culture. And we can tell that it was. I mean, if people weren't working cooperatively and simply performing the art of their lives, they never could have built such a culture. Not if people were working by the clock and being paid by the hour. They never would have built anything like that. And it had free energy, it had all sorts of wonderful things going on. And a lot of people are seeing that. It was a great film, very, very well done. Old World Order film, I think it's called. If you do a search, it should be on BitChute, should be on YouTube. If you just go to owofilm.com, I think you'll find a link there. And it was a really good film. Didn't tell me too much that I didn't already know, but it was a good film. One thing it did tell me that I didn't already know, though, was that during the great fires, of which there was so many, it wasn't just the Great Fire of London or the Great Fire of San Francisco. I mean, they had them everywhere. Great Fire of Chicago. They had them everywhere, folks. Most of the big cities in Europe, pretty well all the big cities in the United States, they were all burnt out 150 years ago. By mysterious means, just happened to catch fire, you know. Look at this. Beautiful, folks. Really beautiful. Really beautiful. But there was one particular section in that where they were talking about, I think it was the fire of San Francisco, it could have been Chicago, and the people left the area, they left the city, they went up on the hill, maybe 5 miles from the city, now watching it burning from a distance. And suddenly the buttons on their jackets and the belt buckles on the belts they were wearing started to spark like they were trying to catch fire. Interesting. Well, they're 5 miles away from the fire and the metal on their bodies started to catch a light. Now think about things that we've seen through these fires in Lahaina, even 9/11. The fires in Lahaina, the fires in Paradise, California, where there were metal cars that were burnt to just really badly burnt, but the rubber in the doors wasn't burnt, the plastic on the car wasn't burnt. We saw neighborhoods burnt down, but with plastic swing sets still in the yard because microwaves don't affect plastic. Let's look at 9/11, some of the burnt vehicles on 9/11. Look at the book, Where Did the Towers Go, by Dr. Judy Wood. She shows you that these towers were brought down by directed energy weapons. We know that the fires in Paradise and the fires in Lahaina, possibly even some of the fires in Australia, though that's a little uncertain, were started by directed energy weapons. And here we have reports of fires happening in the late 1800s, which show all the hallmarks of being started by directed energy weapons, microwaves. Why would people's buttons be sparking? And again, remember in Paradise, we saw metal burnt, but a rubber on the same cars wasn't melted. Plastic in the same area wasn't melted. You know, so these were done by microwaves that affect metal and wood and other things, not by normal conventional means, and they certainly are not normal conventional fires. So yeah, you know, it just shows you how long they've had this technology. I've said for years that I don't think any of the technology they're using is new technology. I think it's all old technology. They just have a reset. They tell us there's just been an industrial revolution, and then they invent the TV for us and let us see the gradual progression of technology. But even if you look at how technology's progressed since the invention of the television, which I would suggest wasn't invented then at all, it was just reintroduced, you know, in such a way that we would believe it was new, it's impossible for us to have gone from that type of technology developed in the 1940s and 50s to what we've got now by any normal means. I mean, there's either been outside alien intervention or we had this technology before. So, and I personally think we had this technology before. I think history is a complete lie, folks. It's been completely fabricated. But this is really interesting. This was an interesting part of the Old World Order film, the fact that these people's clothes were sparking from microwave weapons while they were standing 5 miles from where the fires were. I think it's pretty remarkable, folks. But anyway, getting on with things, banning cash, bringing in the smart grid, all this stuff is happening below the surface while people are still focused on other things, like even focused on Gaza. And even in saying that, though, I mean, it's important to keep focus on Gaza because these people are being genocided and we need to witness this and let future generations know what happened. And as I've said before, if you're someone with a big channel and you've got a big audience and you haven't covered the situation in Gaza at least once, then you're pretty much complicit in war crimes. You're complicit in allowing it to happen, because we all have a responsibility to stand with life, stand with humanity, stand with what is good, what is decent, what is right. And the Palestinian people are suffering terribly because so many other people are ignoring it. And when you see the level of suffering, it becomes clear that the only way to stop this happening is to remove support from the state of Israel. And the only way that's going to happen is if the people of the world remove support for the criminals masquerading as politicians who populate your governments. I figured this out years ago, back in 2014, 2016, with all the activism I was doing towards Palestine. I realized there's no way speaking out for Palestine or protesting Israel is going to fix everything, because the whole thing is being funded by Western politicians in our own countries. And so that's where the remedy lies. So I can't help showing you this garden, folks. It's just looking so good again. Yeah, I mean, everything Israel's been doing, you know, it's so contrived and so constructed. It's been proven now beyond any shadow of doubt that Israel allowed October 7th to happen. No, it wasn't an inside job. I mean, Israel didn't stage the attack themselves, but they knew there was, like, for 2 years they had the blueprints. For 2 years they knew Hamas had been planning this. And Israel created Hamas. I mean, in as much as they empowered Hamas, they made sure Hamas would be the ruling faction in Gaza, and then they pumped as much money into them as they could to give them the ability to do this. They made sure all of the Israeli guards were removed from the kibbutz. They made sure the Nova Festival, which was only approved 3 days before the raid, they made sure that festival would go ahead, even though people didn't want it to. And they made sure it was close to the Gaza border. They set up everything so there would be maximum casualties. And then they went in with helicopter gunships and tanks. They attacked with helicopter gunships people who were trying to flee the Nova Festival. And they used tanks to bomb houses in the kibbutz and then claimed Hamas had burnt them. But there is no proof of Hamas burning anything. They're still claiming there were rapes and babies burnt alive and women were dismembered while they were being raped. I mean, who's going to dismember someone while you're raping them? I mean, give it a break. Some of the stuff they come up with is just unreal, folks. But again, these are accusations. Every accusation with Israel is a confession. Some of the stuff they've done to women and children in Gaza is absolutely unforgivable. But it's been well established now that most of the people who died in the October 7th raids were killed by IDF terrorists. The houses that were destroyed and bombed and burnt were hit with Hellfire missiles. They were hit with tank shells from Israeli tanks and Hellfire missiles from Israeli helicopters. And Israel itself killed most of the people on October the 7th to make sure the numbers were high to give them the excuse to go and genocide Gaza. Twitter, is still awash with Israeli propaganda claiming beheaded babies and babies burnt alive and rapes. Every one of these posts that have been committed by these IDF infiltrators on Twitter are war crimes, every one of them. The propaganda of war was deemed in the Second World War by the Geneva Convention in the Nuremberg trials. Propaganda of war was in fact named as the worst of all war crimes because it is the propaganda of war which enables all of the atrocities to take place. And everything Israel is doing is happening because people are believing the propaganda of war that Hasbara and Sayanim and these Israeli bots and drones and war criminals are posting on Twitter and other places. When all this is over, I would love to see every one of those accounts charged with war crimes. Will it happen? Well, that will depend on us, on how much we're prepared to call it and how much we're prepared to take. But with all this going on, like I said, banning cash, bringing in the surveillance grid, they're now bringing in new vaccines, avian flu of course, and of course it's going to be an mRNA vaccine. They're saying all vaccines now will be mRNA vaccines. Like I've said before, these are all designed to change the electromagnetic antenna in your body, retune you to another frequency. And they can literally inject any payload they want in there. They can put this mRNA in your body and they can get it to produce any type of payload, any type of spike protein they want. And they can use it to cause heart attacks. They can use it to eliminate people. They can use it to do all sorts of things. So you've really got to look at where they're going with this. Hola. And this is stuff we talked about for years, folks, even stuff that I talked about again back in my last film, Transformation, which was released in 2010 or 2012. So, yeah, it just doesn't stop, folks. It doesn't stop, you know. I mean, when I was thinking about it, and I was thinking that there's not really a lot to talk about on this video because it's been pretty quiet for the last month. But even with that, I mean, there's still so much going on. The World Economic Forum, or the EU Union, whatever it is, the United Nations, President of the EU, what's the name? Ursula van der Slot, has said that we need to pre-bunk disinformation. Think about that one, pre-bunk disinformation. In other words, they need to silence anybody who's speaking the truth before they speak it. Pre-bunking. Pre-bunking's better than debunking.
As technology evolves, we need to build up societal immunity around information manipulation. Because research has shown that pre-bunking is much more successful than debunking. Pre-bunking is basically the opposite of debunking. In short, prevention is preferable to cure. Perhaps if you think of information manipulation as a virus, instead of treating an infection once it has taken hold, that is debunking. It is much better to vaccinate so that the body is inoculated. Pre-bunking is the same approach. Because disinformation relies on people passing it on to others. It is essential that people know what malign information's influence is and what the techniques are that are behind it. And as the knowledge goes up, our chances of being influenced goes down. And that builds up the society resilience that we will need.
Yeah, they kind of tell you exactly what they're doing, folks. And of course, this includes Gaza and Israel and genocide and everything they're doing over there. There's actually a great article by Ben Swan the other day. I saw a report on the Jimmy Dore show. And he had Ben Swan on. And Ben Swan actually confirmed everything I've been saying. You know, Israel allowed this to happen. Israel employed the Hannibal Directive. They killed their own people. This whole thing has been a setup. And he confirmed it with a lot of really valuable research that he has got on his channel. If you go and search for Ben Swan, I'm not sure what the name of his Twitter feed is. He said it on the Jimmy Dore show, but I can't remember. But I'll put a link maybe to that Jimmy Dore interview below, and you can go and listen to it and then go find his channel and find out the truth about what's really going on there, folks. You know, a lot of the truth anyway. There's still more, but you know, there's a lot of truth in what he said in that interview. So yeah, I mean, the thing is about Israel, I mean, Israel is the key. Israel and Palestine is the key to the whole thing, folks. I mean, this is a blatant war crime that has been carried out by our governments. And as I've said, the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. Look what they're doing to our countries. Look how they're taking away cash. They're destroying farms. They're destroying the food chain, flooding the place with migrants. Where do you think all this is going to lead? You know, if people don't stand up and realize that there's no good petitioning your governments to undo the damage that they've just done, which they have done deliberately, no matter how much they deny it, oh, we didn't know, or this or that, or whatever. Just the fact that migrants have been flooding into all Western countries and they're given special privileges, and it's destroying the housing situation in all of these countries, destroying the housing situation in Australia. You know, they're all doing the same thing in all of our countries, so it's just the fact that they're all doing it. And the people don't want it, but they're doing it anyway. Shows just how bad things are, and it shows that they're all working together. One good thing while I was away, I didn't see any migrants flooding the place in Croatia. They tend to go through Croatia and into other countries. I went to Bosnia as well, and Bosnia actually isn't part of the EU. I did a talk in Bosnia at Visoko, near the side of the Bosnian pyramid, and I said then, during that talk, whatever you do, don't let your government bring you into the EU. And good on you for not allowing that to happen already. And if your government does attempt to bring you into the EU, you need to get rid of these people very quickly. Because the EU is just there to milk the wealth of all the nations, pump it all into Ukraine, pump it all into their own wallets via Ukraine, because it's just a big money laundering operation. And to flood the whole country with migrants. As I think I mentioned in Croatia, they brought in a new law or a new declaration into the EU that they're going to be allotting a certain amount of migrants, a certain quota of migrants to each country. And any country that refuses a migrant can be fined 20,000 euro per migrant that they refuse. So basically, we're going to destroy your country and we're going to fine you if you don't let us do it. That's what they're saying. And this is Ursula von der Leyen. This is these people in the EU that are doing this. And it's unbelievable, folks. And again, you know, I mean, there's a lot of danger in it all, but a lot of it is a distraction from the smart grid. They want this smart grid in place. Even with the migrant situation, they're creating the need for some sort of AI facial recognition system to be in place to protect the people against these migrants and to make sure this is all running properly and that's all running properly. But they're replacing everything by AI. People are writing their school essays via AI. People are writing songs. AI is writing rock songs and ballads and operas and all sorts of stuff now. So it's taking all creative input away from people. As I've said, soon you won't even need government. It'll all be AI controlled. Once they get the social credit system in place, you won't need government. You won't need anyone there but a figurehead to make it appear that you've got government, which is kind of what we've got at the moment anyway. But AI is taking over the whole thing. And once you've got social crediting in place, you're not going to need a legal system. The AI will have already determined what your re-education should be, determined on your social credit points, on your carbon credit points. And they'll only need police to come and pick you up and put you into the re-education centre, which will, of course, already be all predetermined. Soon you won't even need police to do that. They'll have robot police that'll do that for them. So the police themselves are going to become obsolete. Doctors will soon become obsolete as well. I mean, this is something that I said in Transformation or in, I think, The Awakening, or maybe even in The Big Picture in 2008. I said all this stuff will become irrelevant. You don't need doctors. You just need to go online and tell the AI your symptoms, and it will prescribe some form of mRNA for you to go and take that they can then program for you to act the way they want you to act. It's incredible, folks, what's happening. And soon all this stuff is going to be controlled by AI. And that's where they've wanted to take it. This is a complete removal of any ability for the human race to fend for itself or to be self-autonomous, anything like that. It's all been taken away by this AI system under the guise of keeping you safe, which is not what any of it is doing, folks. None of it is designed to keep you safe. It's all designed to keep you under control. And people need to realize that's what's going on. I mean, I think more and more people are. But yeah. Also, I want to put out a word for my friend Nadal in Gaza. He's still in there. He's still safe, folks. Well, I wouldn't say safe, but he's still in there. He's still running a fundraiser. If anybody can help with this fundraiser for Nadal, it would be awesome. It really would be great, folks. He really needs to get out of there if he can. But of course, it's becoming more and more difficult to get out, and the cost of getting out is increasing more and more. So any help you can throw my friend Nadal would be wonderful. He's not the last guy I have left out of the people that I knew in Gaza. And it would be a shame if him and his little daughter didn't make it through. So many people aren't making it through. There was also a doctor, a lady doctor, who's appealing for anyone who can help her as well. She's in a very, very desperate situation and really does need some help with a fundraiser as well, if you can throw her any money. Yeah, it would be great if you can help her out, folks. She's really in a desperate situation. There's not many people. Imagine what it's like, folks. Israel is literally destroying everything. Every house, every tap fitting in every house. They're making sure the Palestinians have absolutely nowhere to return to. This is genocide. They say it isn't. No, we're just searching for Hamas. Yeah, bullshit. As I said before, Israel is a parasitic terrorist state. The biggest threat humanity faces, and just the fact that you're not allowed to talk about them, you're not allowed to name them as being the problem when they actually are. And that shows you who the problem is and where the problem's coming from. If you're not allowed to talk about these people, and there's theatre involved. I mean, Biden's saying, oh, we're withholding arms sales and stuff. In the meantime, that pier that they built in Gaza, which was apparently for humanitarian aid, collapsed not long ago. The reason it collapsed is because they've actually been bringing tanks into Gaza via that pier. Even the massacre that just happened in Rafah, a lot of the Palestinians were saying these weren't just Israeli terrorists, these were also US special forces. When you look at the bombs they're using as well, these are US ordnance that are being used to destroy the Gaza Strip. Absolutely shocking, folks. Absolutely shocking. But yeah, I think that's about all I have to say, folks. Just a short video. The bar has closed in Acapulco here. I closed it. It just was not making any money, and it was actually costing a lot of money to keep open. Now, the rent on the place was like $1,000 a month, and the bar is making like 2,000 pesos a week profit after it pays everything. And then that's after paying the wages and ordering stock and all that sort of stuff. You've got 2,000 pesos a week, which is about 8,000 pesos a month, which is about $350. And that doesn't pay the $1,000 a month rent on the building. So the bar's closed. You know, it's like throwing money into a hole and getting nothing back for it. We do intend to open it again for an Acapulco. Spoken to the owners, or are about to speak to the owners, the girl who's running it all for me. And we're going to arrange that we can open it again. I mean, all the painting's still there. It still looks the same. We really beautified the place, which is one good thing. You know, I can look at that in satisfaction and say that even if we moved out and we're not operating a business from there anymore, it's now one of the nicest looking places in Bonneville, because we did a lot of work, we put a lot of murals up, we painted the place, we made it look really, really nice. So totally beautified it, and that's a good thing. Even if we're not running it anymore, even if it costs money to do it and we're not there, well, it's still a good thing to do. You know, what goes around comes around. And I think the owner's pretty happy with what we've done. He's actually put a roof on it now. We had the shade cloth and the lights up there. He's put a roof on it, which has covered up some of the mural that I had done on the wall, which I'm not too happy about. But hey, that's the way it goes. It's his building, so I guess he does what he wants to do. But yeah, we will open the bar again, hopefully, next year. I can't see any reason why we wouldn't. And we'll have some jam sessions and things. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I don't know whether I'm going to stay in Acapulco, whether I'm going to go to a different part of Mexico, whether I'll even stay in Mexico. I'm kind of used to the place now, and I can't think of too many other places that are going to be any better than Mexico. I did have a great time in Europe. I had a great time in Croatia. It's a really beautiful country, folks. I showed you some of the photos of places like Plitvice Lakes and some of the coastline along the coast of Croatia, so many islands and Dubrovnik and all through Dalmatia, the area of Dalmatia, which is actually from like from Zadar down to Dubrovnik. Dubrovnik, of course, was its own republic once. It was its own little place. But from Zadar, which is kind of halfway down the coast, or a quarter of a way down the coast, right down to the end near Dubrovnik, this was all Dalmatia, where the Dalmatians come from, the dogs, you know, 101 Dalmatians, all that sort of stuff. These are Croatian dogs. As I said, I went to Tesla's birthplace and all sorts of places. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful country, folks. And if you go to Europe, I highly recommend visiting Croatia, especially Dalmatia, that part of Croatia. It's really beautiful, folks. The people that I was staying with were a wonderful family. They're the closest thing I've actually had to experiencing a family for a very, very long time, like since I was a kid. It's been a pretty crazy life I've had, folks, but it was really good being there with these people. And they were a family. Real family, you know. It's a rare thing for me to experience something like that or even see something like that. It's been a rare thing in my life to feel that family vibe that they had. Living on a little off-grid farm, making jam, they got a donkey, they got chickens, they got fig trees. They've just got a cow, I believe. And I think they're looking at getting goats and stuff as well. I mean, really, really wonderful people, folks. That's who gave me this hat, by the way, which is interesting. It's an Australian hat, Australian design hat. When I was over there, we were going out one day, and the lady of the house said, "You need a hat to wear, Max." And she said, "I've got just the thing." And she pulled this down, and here's this Australian hat that fits me perfectly, that happens to be sitting on a hat rack in Dalmatia, in Zadar, in Croatia. Crazy stuff. And when I left, she gave it to me. She was wondering, saying, "It'd be too hot to wear a hat in Mexico." No, I assure you, it's not too hot to wear a hat in Mexico. In fact, coming out in this temperature without a hat can be extremely uncomfortable, extremely dangerous. End up with sunstroke, a bald guy like me. But it was really good. It was a really wonderful time, folks. You know, I could almost live in Croatia. The problem is, what's going to happen in Europe? They're destroying everything so much. They're really trying to prepare the EU for World War III, putting all sorts of rhetoric out there. We can't see any way to avoid it. You know, which country is Russia going to invade next and all this sort of stuff. All theatre, folks. Like I said, Ukraine is just a big money laundering operation, destroying the food chain, breaking down the farming system and laundering money back to the politicians who are supporting Ukraine. Let's say you live in Germany or whatever, you know, they're taking money out of the German economy, sending it to Ukraine to be laundered back into the pockets of Merkel and the other German politicians. Same in the United States, same in Canada. You find Justin Castro is making a killing out of funneling money to Ukraine, because he's not. It's simply being laundered through Ukraine back into the hands of Justin Castro. Same in the United States, same in all these countries, folks. The United States has become a complete joke, and people still think they can vote Trump in and something's going to change. It's just unreal. Doesn't matter who you vote for, folks, you're still voting for the same system. At least some people, like Candace Owen the other day, said that America is being held hostage by Israel. Nice to hear her saying that, because it's absolutely true. That's the thing with a lot of these journalists. You know, the mainstream alternate media, you know, Tucker Carlson, Andrew Tate, Candace Owens, now Piers Morgan even is starting to say the right things regarding Palestine. I think a lot of them do this because, like with Piers Morgan, for example, a lot of people will do this, they'll listen to Piers Morgan and they'll go, "Oh, the world's waking up." Now Piers Morgan's saying the right thing, but he's not saying all the right thing. He's saying some of it, but he's not saying all of it. But it gives you that little spark of hope, and it stops you acting on your own behalf, because you think, "Oh, there's someone in there speaking words I like." And so you don't really listen to everything else that's been going on, and you stop acting yourself, and you stop participating yourself, because you think someone else is going to do it. I mean, that's what a lot of it is about, folks. That's a lot of the reason why these people do it. You know, people like Candace Owen is actually saying more intelligent things than most of them. You know, and even when I look at this, I mean, sometimes I have to wonder, is she a puppet saying what they wanted to say and just providing that spark of hope for people? Or is she actually waking up? Because a lot of these journalists, like even Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, they might be saying the right thing now, but they're still ruled by their own ego. They still don't want to really admit that they were wrong about things. They don't want to really admit that they couldn't see the bigger picture. And some of them possibly are now. And I said this right at the start of the scamdemic, that you're going to see a lot of mainstream media people jumping the fence and starting to speak the type of language that we need to hear. And this is a very predictable thing. But you're going to see a lot more of it. I said that right at the start. And that seems to be what's happening. So you got to wonder, you know, whether they're genuine, whether it's just part of the puppet show. Personally, I think it's probably part of the puppet show. But I've got to try to see some hope in the air, folks. I really do, or else there's no point in doing these videos. And I do have hope. I mean, if I didn't still have faith in humanity to be able to get through this, I couldn't do the videos. I couldn't come on here and simply lie to people, because that's what I'd be doing. And I won't do that. I do see a way out of this mess, but as I've said many times, it's got to get a lot worse before people really wake up to themselves. And that's just the way it is. Now, we've reached this position because of the state of spiritual bankruptcy that human consciousness is in. And look what it's become, folks. All this transgender shit. A lot of people speaking out about that now as well, which is really good to see. Because, of course, there is no transgender. It's a mental disorder. It doesn't matter what you do. You can't become the opposite sex. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what changes you make to your body. It doesn't matter how you feel inside. It doesn't matter what sort of mindset you're in, what sort of enhancements you have. You can never turn into the other sex. That's the way it is. Men produce sperm, women produce eggs, and that's the way it goes. And that's never going to change. You know, you can't argue with me that a man is capable of having a baby. I don't care who you are, you're not sane if that's what you think. You know, all this stuff, it's incredible. Gay Pride Month in the United States at the moment. Pride Month. Isn't pride one of the seven deadly sins? Aren't we supposed to not be so proud? And now we're supposed to be proud of the fact that we take it up the arse. Oh, lovely. That sounds great. Gay pride. It's just absurd, folks. Absolutely absurd. And it's still only, you know, 1 or 2% of the population that are supporting this. But they're so public about it. And you've got these men dressing up literally as parodies of women. You know, it's an attack against manhood, attack against masculinity, and it's an attack against femininity. It's an attack against both genders by these pride people. What about White Pride Month? Can you do that? I'm sure they have Black Pride Day and probably even Black Pride Week. Probably turn into Black Pride Month. Well, what about White Pride Month? Well, you can't do that because that's racist. Incredible, folks. Gay Pride Month. I mean, like they have George Washington Day, for God's sake. You know, the guy who founded the country, won the War of Independence and all that sort of stuff, and started the United States, the Republic of the United States off. He gets one day, but if you take it up the rear end, then you get a month. And they steal the rainbow and put that everywhere. So now a rainbow, God's gift to mankind, a rainbow that we get after the rain to show that he will never flood the earth again. That's what it actually came from. That's the biblical concept anyway. They say that after the flood, after Noah's flood, God produced a rainbow as a covenant that he would never flood the world again. Looking at the world today, I bet he wishes he hadn't made that promise. But perhaps he'll use another man's fire or whatever, which apparently is what the next reset's supposed to be about and based on, is fire. The Holocaust, folks, burnt offering. But yeah, that's what a rainbow's supposed to be, according to the Bible, according to those sources. Again, I don't do any religion. I think all religion is demented, and we would be far better off without any of this stuff. Far better off if people realised the direct connection they have to the divine themselves. That would be far better. Because we all have this connection, folks. You don't need a book to get in the way. You don't need someone else's belief system to get in the way of who and what you are and what your connection to the divine is. And we all have this. But yeah, they take away the rainbow. They give it to the gay people. And rainbows are one of the first things kids draw in their little pictures when they learn to draw at school, in kindergarten. Rainbows. I used to draw houses. Every picture I drew when I was like 5 years old had a rainbow in it. So now they can see that and go, oh, look, he's got transgender tendencies. He's drawing a rainbow. It's incredible, folks. Absolutely incredible how much they've destroyed what it is to be human. And they're taking every single aspect of our humanity away from us. Even our choice to buy what we feel like buying. Not that we should have to buy anything. We live in a world of abundance, and all money is designed to do is create a barrier between you and that abundance. But anyway, let's not get into that. But yeah, it's incredible, folks. But during it, and doing all this, and doing all the things I've done in the last few years, you are seeing a lot of people standing up and speaking the truth now. They might not be completely awake to the whole agenda, but they're certainly aware that this whole government system is a puppet show, that all these people are working together, and they don't have our best interests at heart. I mean, a lot of people are getting this now, folks, and that's really good to see. So I still have hope. Like I said, I mean, I've got to have hope, folks. Without hope, there's nothing. But then they always like to give you a little bit of hope, don't they? Because if you take hope away from people, then you take away their ability to really care anymore. And, you know, when you take away hope, you've taken away everything. It's what they said in the Hunger Games, why they have a winner. Hope. Because without hope, the people will rebel. As once said, a man who has lost everything is now completely free. And he will do whatever he has to do to survive. And without hope, that's what the world would become. Without hope, there'd be a revolution overnight. But yeah, looking at the situation, is it hopeless? Is it hopeless for mankind? I don't think so. I think a lot of people are going to die off, and that's good in some ways because most of them are stupid. Even those that aren't stupid, I mean, at least they're waking up. A lot of people who didn't have the jab, folks, who remained quiet in the shadows and didn't speak out, didn't become activists. But now they're seeing what's going on with the destruction of the food chain, removal of cash, mounting of these ULEZ cameras all over the place. And they're really going hard in England, cutting all these ULEZ cameras down. And that's a good thing to see. But people are seeing all this, the genocide in Gaza. They're really seeing the writing on the wall now. And as much as they may not want to look beyond that, they're seeing that people such as myself, David Icke, many, many people, Jeff Berwick, Dollar Vigilante, Jeff's been great through this whole scamdemic. And the work he's done on himself is incredible. He's like a different person to the one that he was 4 or 5 years ago. Really, really good to see. I'm proud of you, Jeff. And, you know, there's a lot of good people that have been saying things, and a lot of the sleeping masses out there are now seeing that actually these guys were right the whole time. Still a lot of people looking at it from a political perspective, and they're right to a degree. But I've often said, I don't think there is any political remedy to this. The remedy is in our hearts. Once we change the way we interact with the war, the way we interact with the people around us, we change what's in our hearts. That's what will change everything. As I said, we don't need to build a new system. We simply need to step into our moral compass, because as soon as we do that, we stop complying with wrong behavior. We refuse to comply with any regulation or directive or law which causes us to step outside our moral compass. Then we don't have to change the system. The system will change around us because we no longer tolerate wrong behavior. When I say wrong behavior, have a look at what Israel is doing in Gaza. Like I said, I can't just let it go, folks. I've got to continue to mention Gaza because these people need us to witness what's going on. They don't have a voice. We are the only voice that they've got. And again, if you're someone with a platform and you haven't spoken at least once about what's going on in Gaza, then unfortunately you're complicit in genocide. You have a responsibility to humanity to address this issue. We all do. But anyway, I'm going to leave it there for now, folks. Thank you for joining me on this report. Again, thank you to all the people who send me so many kind emails. Thank you for letting me have this month off. I know there are a few people wrote to me going, Max, you're okay. I tried to respond to them all, and I did do a post on BitChute the other day letting people know I was okay. I haven't been posting on X for the last week because I got banned on X again. I'm restricted, I think, until tomorrow, around about lunchtime tomorrow. I think I'll be back on X. That will be the 19th if you're in the Northern Hemisphere like I am. And yes, I mean, they do this all the time, folks. Hate speech because I was complaining about the genocide in Gaza. That's what you get, you know. All these platforms are controlled, folks. They're all controlled. And X is no exception, Elon Musk being the saviour or not. I think all these people work together, folks. Elon Musk is really pushing this AI system as well, so I don't trust any of them. But yeah, thank you for the people who stood by me while I had a month off, and sorry if I freaked anybody out. It's nice to be back again. Like I said, it was kind of hard to come and do this, but I'll try to continue it with a bit more regularity now that I'm back from Europe. I can't see myself going anywhere again for a while. I'm pretty supplied up where I am, and I just got to work out where I actually want to be is the thing, you know. It's incredibly hot here in Acapulco, as it is every summer. It's really next level here in summer, folks. It's just unbelievable. It's either hot or incredibly hot or less hot. That's the three temperatures you get in Acapulco. It's like 32, 34 degrees at 4 o'clock in the morning when I'm sleeping. It's just incredible. I don't know what it is here now. It must be like 42 to 45 degrees here today. It's ridiculous. It's so hot. But thank you to all the people who stood by me. Thank you to all the people who send me so many kind emails. Thank you to all the subscribers of the channel. Thank you to anybody who's ever made a contribution to the website. I could really do with some folks. If you can help out, it would be great. But again, if you feel so inclined, please also send something to my friend Nadal in Gaza and to that doctor who I played a video of before. And these people are in a far worse situation than me, so if you can help, please do. But anyway, folks, I'm going to leave it there for now. Thank you for joining me on this report. I'll bring you another one as soon as I'm able. Please take very good care until then. Take good care of yourself. Realize we can get through this. You know, this is all a big test. It's a cull, but it's a test. But, you know, ultimately the most important thing is the energetic state that you're in for all this. And all this is such a projection anyway. Even belief in the old control group, the belief in the matrix, which is just simply a matrix of control, it's all based on your belief system. The system only exists because people believe it exists. All this is a projection. Of course, there's various types of projections. Like everything Israel says about Palestine, which is literally a projection of their own actions. But, you know, all of this, this control grid, is a projection of our belief systems. And that's the way to really shake yourself free of it, is to believe in yourself. Believe that no one has authority over you. And even these leaders that claim to have authority, well, they've all proven themselves to be war criminals, so how valid is their authority to begin with? It's one way you've got to look at it, folks. Something I was saying in Croatia is I was supporting the concept of people's mandates, writing people's mandates to the government saying, you've got to do this, this is our wishes, carry them out, or you're gone, we're going to dismiss you. Give them a month to comply. Like, you know, take us out of the EU, stop the rollout of the smart grid, stop the rollout of the cashless system. Roll back these mRNA jabs. We've seen what you've done. We've seen the amount of criminal activity you guys are capable of, and we're not putting up with it anymore. So here's our demands. Carry out these demands or get out of the building. You have 30 days to comply. And if you don't comply, well, thank you for confirming to us that there is no law on this earth, and we need to institute new government in all of our countries. I mean, just the fact that what Israel is doing to Gaza shows there is no law, folks. So I don't know what it's going to take to wake people up more, but that's the approach we need to have. So let's stand up, folks. Let's stand up to the plate and start calling things out for what they are. But anyway, I'm going to leave it there for now. I'm about to run out of battery. I forgot to bring my spare battery with me today. Again, it's the first walk and talk I've done for a month or so, so I'm a little late. But I'll look forward to speaking to you again soon, folks. Again, if anybody can help out with the website, it would be greatly appreciated. It's been a very slow month. I haven't been on air. And I really could use some help at the moment. But thank you to all those who can. Thank you to all those who have in the past. And I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Please take very good care until then. In Lakesh.
Tom Jones.
It's not unusual to be loathed by everyone. It's not unusual to be expelled by everyone. 'Cause when we see you messing around with everyone, it's not unusual to name the tune. Oh, you know I do. It's not unusual to take note of who's to blame. For usury and media lies, it's all the same. But when the people figure out who has rigged the game, it's not unusual, it happens every year. No matter what you hear, those bankers pay for all their crimes. I can't disavow another pogrom now. You know it happens all the time. Why don't I? It's not unusual for you to see through all their masks. It's not unusual to take on unpleasant tasks. But if I ever meet a brave soul who dares to ask, it's not unusual to find out I have named the Jew. Oh, 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 the Jew. Oh, ooh, the Jew.
Strong up a man, is saving mother free. Strange.